الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. رواه الإمام البخاري رحمه الله في كتابه في صحيحه في كتاب الرقاق. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Our respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, if we remember, we have been discussing the fitan, the trials, the difficulties that is engulfing and enveloping the entire ummah. You know, every individual, and then as a whole, the entire globe. It's not a individual fitna, it's not a national fitna, it's a international fitna. And that was a fitna of irtidad and our youngsters losing their faith. And if you remember, I highlighted to yourselves the ayat from Surah Al-Ma'idah, which is ayat number 54. And I'll just finish on that ayat, inshallah, and then we'll move on to the second one and the second fitna. And the ayat was where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people who believe, O people of Iman, if you turn away from the deen of Allah, Allah will bring about another community. Allah does not need you. As Allah says in Surah Muhammad, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you turn your faces away from Iman, from Islam, Allah Ta'ala will bring other people and they will not be like you, meaning they will be much better people than you. The kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah, they did not acknowledge the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, despite them having the Ka'batullah right in front of them all the time. They've got Makkah Mukarramah, they're in Makkah Mukarramah, they're in the midst of the Ka'batullah, and being in the midst of the Ka'batullah should be reminding you of Allah. And tomorrow, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was a constant reminder for them, for the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah. In their midst, they've got the Messenger of Allah. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah will not punish them so long, O Muhammad, you are in their midst. If you look at the life of Rasulullah alayhi salam in Makkah Mukarramah, as long as Rasulullah was in Makkah Mukarramah, the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah were not punished. The battle of Badr, the battle of Uhud, and all the other battles only happened after Rasulullah's migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. So Allah is telling me and you, Allah does not need you. You need Allah, Allah does not need you. But they were the four qualities. And inshallah, I'll just finish on them, but this is something that we need to bring within ourselves. What are the four qualities in order to preserve, maintain your iman? To guarantee, inshallah, you will remain as a believer until you breathe your last. What are the four qualities? Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. Allah loves them, they love Allah. That was quality number one. Quality number two, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. You are stern, you are firm against the non-Muslims, and you are subservient, you are gentle, you are soft, you are calm in front of the believers. So that was quality number two. Quality number three, يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. You are willing to give your life and your sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are wanting to do, and you have the capacity to do mujahada fi sabilillah. In other words, it's a lifelong struggle. Journeying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a lifelong struggle. You have to struggle. See, salat, especially in the summer, coming to read Fajr namaz, waking up on time and reading Fajr namaz, Isha namaz. Okay, it is a struggle. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you're willing to give the sacrifice for the sake of Allah. That was quality number three. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Number four, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. They are not fearful of the criticism of the people. You know, today in a lot of factors, we leave, we will give preference to our culture over the matters of deen. Now these are the four qualities. Okay, you do not worry what the culture will say, what the people will say, as long as you know. See, you have to remember, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. You don't obey the creation of Allah if it means you are going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. Now flip over those four things. What was the last one? You are scared of the criticism of the people. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, how do you maintain your iman? These were the four qualities. Now you look at it from the bottom. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. They are not fearful of the criticism of the people. Now what happens? We are fearful of the criticism of the people. What will the people say? What will the West say? If my garment goes beyond and underneath my ankles, what will the people say at my workplace? We are so bothered if we don't celebrate Christmas, if we don't party at the time of Christmas, at the time of Easter, if we don't party, okay, then we are known as the odd one out. Or if we are so particular in regards to the practices of the Messenger of Allah, we are so particular in regards to the sunan of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam, then we are going to be labeled. We will be labeled. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. If we become scared, and what the culture will say, what the community will say, what other people will say, this is slowly, 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 what will happen? Your iman will become weak and weak and weak. Now when your iman becomes weak because you are bothered what the community will say, what happens? يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. You will not be able to sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of Allah, you are not willing to give that sacrifice. What's after that? When you're not willing to give that sacrifice, that will also lead to the fact, okay, now you just want to keep the people around you, you want to keep them happy. So now you become so lenient and soft in front of your non-Muslim colleagues, and we are so hard with our Muslim brothers because they don't mean anything. Now look at what is happening in Gaza. Look what is happening in Gaza. The Western, the Muslim world, not one community is speaking for the people and the brothers and sisters of Gaza, or the people of Sudan, or the people of Yemen. You know, so look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. And then when that happens, ask yourself, where is your love in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you love everyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just to give you the prime example, today in our weddings, we remember everyone but Allah and the Messenger of Allah. So this is just to conclude on that ayat, and inshallah, asbabul irtidad, and how you want to avoid. And this is why it is very, very important we try our best in order to stay in the company of those people who are pious, those people who are connected to the masajid, those people who are poor. You want to stay with them. Those people who are connected to the masjid, we want to remain connected to the masjid, to the poor. So you see, when you connect to the poor, you are going to be thankful for what Allah has given you. Allahumma, what was the dua of the Messenger of Allah? Allahumma ahyini miskina wa amitani miskina wa ahshurni fi zumratil masakin. Oh Allah, allow me to live the life of a poor man. The life, you know, Allah, allow me the company of those individuals, and then I die as a miskeen, number two. And then, oh Allah, raise me amongst those who are miskeen. The Messenger of Allah was told in Surah Al-Kahf, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي. Oh Muhammad, in the time of fitan. You see, the prime protection at the time of the fitna of Dajjal is the recitation of Surah Al-Kahf. Because it gives you, number one, the reality of the world. What is the reality of the world? إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَإِنَّا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how Allah ta'ala will destroy the earth, how everything will be destroyed. And then Allah says to the Messenger of Allah, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي. You stay affiliated with those individuals that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. So stay in good company. Thank Allah Ta'ala for the iman that we have. And inshallah, that will preserve our iman. So mashallah, the ulama used to say, always try and make this dua, Allahumma laka alhamd bil iman, Allahumma laka alhamd bil islam, Allahumma laka alhamd bil quran, Allahumma laka alhamd bi nabiyyina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma laka alhamd bi siha wal afiyah. You may make these duas. So that was the first fitna that we were speaking about. Now inshallah, today I would like to mention another fitna, and this is much more than the fitna or the let's say the pandemic. This is now we are living in unprecedented times. We have never seen a time that has been worse than the current time that we are living in. What we mean, it's a time of pandemic. You know, everyone knew COVID. Everyone knew COVID. And everyone knew COVID as a pandemic, be it man-made, whatever it was. But now we are living through another pandemic, but the problem is we don't realize. That is a problem. We don't realize we are living and going through a pandemic. Today, my topic is in regards to digital addiction. Digital addiction. This is a fitna of our time. This is a fitna of our time. How many of our youngsters are losing their iman because of technology? How many of our youngsters are losing their marriages because of technology? The statistics that you will find today, and I would like you, if you can, inshallah, if you please bear with me, if you can follow me, and if you can do these two exercises when you go home. When you go home. The statistics show an 18-year-old youngster. An 18-year-old youngster. If he were to live until the age of 90, it's rare. It's rare. Why? Because the Messenger of Allah has mentioned, the hadith is mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah, where Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam says, "A'maru ummati ma bayna 60 wa 70." The average age of my ummah is between 60 to 70. Let's say for a while, there is a youngster who is 18 years old, who will live until the age of 90. By the time he is on his deathbed and breathing his last at the age of 90, how many years have you got in between? 72 years. From 18 to 90, you've got 72 years. Now, on average, how much does a person sleep? 8 hours a day. And you know, now it is not advisable. There was a time when our shuyukh, you used to say, قِلَّةُ الْكَلَامِ قِلَّةُ الْمَنَامِ قِلَّةُ الطَّعَامِ قِلَّةُ الْإِخْتِلَاطِ مَعَ الْأَنَامِ. If you want to do islah of yourself, if you want to correct yourself, there's a few things that you have to control. Number one, how much you speak. Qillatul kalam. And mashallah, that is a hadith of the Messenger of Allah. Man samata naja, you remain silent. Mashallah, they say, if speaking is silver, then silence is gold. If speaking is silver, then silence is gold. There was qillatul kalam. There was qillatul manam. Sleepless. The ulama used to say in the previous, our pious predecessors, the Salafus Salihin used to say, you should be sleeping no more than 6 hours. No more than 6 hours. But now maybe our quwa and our ability is not to that level. Now you might have to sleep at least up to 8 hours. So you know, we're saying you are going to have 1/3 of your entire life is going to go in the 72 years in sleeping. So now you got, that is 24 years out of the equation from the 72. Let's take approximately 10 years of your time will go in work. You know, I've mentioned much less, but you know, let's say for a while, 10 years will go in your work. Why? Because you're just waiting for pension. And mashallah, everyone now has to wait till 67. Mashallah, they were the lucky ones that had to wait till 63 and maybe 65 until our elders. Okay, 63, 65. Pension credit, you'll get on 50, 60. Mashallah, now, okay, those who are working at this moment, your pension age is going to be 67. And now they're planning 68 as well. And then they're planning maybe even up to 70. And then there will come a time now, mashallah, NHS has got no money. Because have you seen? The NHS pension is absolutely mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling how much they give you. If you were to contribute and you allow them to take out pension money from your wages, you know how much they contribute? It is mind-boggling. It is sometimes you think, okay, are they in their right mind as well? It's crazy how much the NHS are giving in terms of their pension. Their pension pot is absolutely crazy. You know, BT, Why? Until now, BTU was struggling. Why? Because their pension pot was on a deficit of approximately 10 billion. 10 billion. That was a deficit in terms of the pension that they owe their workers after they... So it is crazy. So you, let's say you're working for 10, 15 years of that time, and then you look at the fact that you have household chores, you have to drop off the children, you're going to eat, you're going to socialize and everything else. The statistics show you have approximately 28 years left. Approximately, if you are going to live until the age of 90, from the age of 18, you would have approximately 28 years left. 28. And you know what is shocking? What is shocking? From the 28 years, if you look at the statistics of our time today, 93% of that time is going to go absolute waste. Why? On the phone. How much? 93%. So from 28 years, how much time have we got left, an individual who will live till the age of 90? How many years you got left? You got approximately 2 years left. Really, of free time. Now you ask yourself, how do I want to spend those 2 years of my life? We're already spending 93% of our time on things which are an absolute waste. Do you know today the average time that an individual is spending on the phone? Average. It's 8 hours and 39 minutes. 8 hours and 39 minutes of our time during the day we are spending whilst we are on our screens. Be it the mobile phone, be it your iPad, be it your iPhone. So now it is a pandemic. You know, you might know the figures. You might know the figures. 97% of UK population have a smartphone. 97% of the UK population have a smartphone, number one. 91% of 11-year-olds have a smartphone. 11-year-olds, 91%. You know Steve Jobs in 2007. Steve Jobs, that was a CEO of iPhone. What did he say when he came out with the iPhone? This is the guy who invented the iPhone. The guy who came out, and you know his keynote speech that he gave in 2007. Those, mashallah, I think everyone was old enough here to know and see when the iPhone came out. And you know what he said? You know what he said when he was asked a question after the keynote speech? What is the connection of your kids with this iPhone? What is the connection of your kids with this iPhone? You know what he said? My children are not allowed around screens. This is Steve Jobs. The modern day CEO of Apple is Tim Cook. I think it's called Tim Cook. This individual was asked. He said in one of the speeches, if you are looking at your screen more than you are looking at people, then there is something wrong with you. Then there is something wrong with you. Seriously. Now let's look at the exercise. I want you to do two exercises when you go home. Number one, if you have an Android, go onto your phone at home, go onto the well-being center, the health center, and see what is your screen time. What is your screen time per day? If your screen time per day is 1 hour per day, which I very, very much doubt. But if it's 1 hour per day, do you know how much that is in 1 year? That is 15.2 days of your entire year gone. That's 1 hour. If you're spending 2 hours, that's 30 and a half days. If you're spending 4 hours, that is 2 months gone. And what is the average? 8 hours and 39 minutes. So over 4.5 months of the entire year have gone on scrolling. And you know what you call it? You call it doom scrolling. Doom scrolling. You know, you get absolutely no benefit out of it. What are you watching? TikTok. And do you know the recent, how many Israeli people are working for that company? And how much information they are getting from you, and how much time you are spending on TikTok, number one, on Snapchat, number two, on Facebook, number three. Do you know how many of the world population today is on Facebook? Do you know how much it is? approximately, you are looking at somewhere in the region of 4.4 billion. 4.4 billion. That is over 50% of the population are on Facebook. They are on Facebook. So one exercise I want you to do, inshallah, just see, when you look at your screen time, how much time you are wasting on your screen and you don't even realize, and that's what you call a pandemic. Why? Because your greatest commodity that Allah has given me and you is time. This is the greatest commodity we have. We are from the ummah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam. And the ummah of the Messenger of Allah, we were given the Messenger of Allah. This is the individual who was the greatest individual in terms of how to spend your time. The Nabi of Allah, you tell me, he's told me and you how you enter the masjid. When you come into the masjid, enter with the right foot. When you go to the bathroom, the washroom, you enter with the left foot. He's told me and you how to sit down for istinja. You know, when you go to relieve yourself, how do you sit down? The hadith of Salman al-Farsi, mentioned by by Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, in Jami al-Tirmidhi, in the chapter of Taharat. One person came to Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi, radiyallahu anhu, and said, what kind of a Nabi you have? He tells you everything. He even tells you how to do istinja. Yes, he tells me how to do istinja, because before the Nabi came, we did not even know how to do istinja. We did not even know how to do istinja. That Nabi who told me and you how to relieve yourself in the bathroom, do you think he will not tell me and you how we must be spending our time? The Quran highlights, this is the 2222 ayat that I quoted in the beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling me and you, a believer equals someone who is not neglectful. Today, me and you are so neglectful. You know, there is so much ghafla within the ummah today that we are spending hours and hours and hours. Look. I'm not pointing a hand to anyone. And you don't need to go to your wife and say, you know what, you are an addict, because you're spending more than 1 hour, 2 hours on the phone. Okay, and this is a mustaqil subject in itself. How do you know you are an addict of the mobile phone? How do you know? Number one, you neglect your responsibilities. How many times do we not reach salat, or we delay salat, and we come in the category of the munafiqeen at the time of asr? Why? Because we are on our phones. How many people are on their phones? Let's say example, nowadays your asr salat, for example, say your asr salat is 3:30. Example, your asr salat is 3:30. And you know your maghrib is 4:45. You know what you do? You've been on your phone. You've delayed your asr. And then now you are reading it at 4:35. 10 minutes before maghrib. Why? Because you already spent 1 hour plus on the mobile, really doing nothing which was productive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who have concentration in their salat. You ask yourself, and I ask myself, when we come in salat, we have absolutely no concentration. Why? Because we left a conversation on WhatsApp, and now you need to see the advancement of that conversation. So now everything, now mashallah, someone else's phone is buzzing, okay, and mashallah, you think your phone is buzzing. So you know, how do you know that you are an addict of your phone? Number one, you neglect responsibilities. How many times do our kids say, mom, dad, and you don't even know your child is there? And then we are saying, my child is looking for attention. He will, because you've never given him the attention. So you know, we are now having a group of children or an entire generation that now are looking for attention elsewhere because they're not getting it at home. They're not getting that attention at home. You have to understand. See, it's not psychology. You don't need a psychiatrist to tell you how to cure an addiction. If you have an addiction, you have to first acknowledge you've got an addiction. So addiction, sign number one, you start neglecting your responsibilities. Number one. Sign number two, hazardous use of the phone. This is a sign you're an addict of your mobile phone. You need to ask yourself, and I ask myself first, mashallah, you know when you stand in your car at the traffic light when everything is static, mashallah, you see everyone is in muraqabah. Everyone is looking down. You know why? Because they're scared of the police. So what do? Everyone is looking down onto their phone. They're not doing muraqabah. Then it's not muhasabah. It's not accountability, what I've done during the day or what I'm doing now. No. It's you looking at your messages. This is called hazardous use. You believe me, you will ruin your entire life. You believe me. You will have sleepless nights. If because of the usage of your mobile phone, you've ran someone over and you've ruined someone's life. This is a sign you're an addict. Another sign of an addict is phantom vibration. They call it phantom vibration. What does that mean? MashaAllah, you are in salat and someone else's phone vibrates and you think it's you that is vibrating. It's called phantom vibrations. Another sign that you are an addict, the last thing you do before you go to sleep is you look at your phone. And the first thing you do when you wake up, you look at your phone. This is a sign that you're an addict. And mashallah, you can say many, many more. Inshallah, this is my time is over. Inshallah, we'll continue next week, okay, with the same subject, inshallah. And how do we try and overcome this fitna? But please, for the time being, at least to try and realize one thing in today's khutbah, that we are all hooked on. And we are all addicts. We have to acknowledge only then, mashallah, you know, it's a dopamine, it's a morphine, you name it. Okay, you know what Stanford University have said? They've come out with a term. I think it's called, hypothermic needle. The phone is a hypothermic needle. It's a slowly injecting within us, and we don't realize. Rasulullah ﷺ told me and you the hadith I quoted in the beginning. If I remember rightly, it's a hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, mentioned by Imam Bukhari. It's the first hadith of Kitab al-Riqaqa that Imam Bukhari mentions. Ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun min al-nas. Two blessings that Allah has given everyone that we are wasting. Number one, as-sihatu, good health. And number two, al-faragh, the free time that we have. And I mentioned this before. You want to realize the value of your wealth, go to the hospital. You want to realize the value of freedom Allah has given you, go to visit someone in a in a jail. And you want to realize the value of the free time Allah has given you, go and visit the graveyard and you will see the value of the free time that we have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. I'm really sorry, you might think I pulled, but the beginning time for Zohr is 12:19. Oh, it's 12:18. So inshallah, I've just finished on 12:19.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, inshallah. Just a few announcements, inshallah. Our brother Ishaq, who is, mashallah, a khadim of our organization, and he gives a lot of time to this organization. He is quite unwell. He was in London, but now he's been transferred to Harlow Hospital. So, inshallah, if anyone has the time in the weekend, please do go and see him, inshallah. If you got your number, if you have his number, before you go, just let him know that you're going, just in case they do discharge him. But he is a, mashallah, a khadim of our masjid. So, inshallah, please, if you can go visit him, not only it'll be rewarding for yourself, but inshallah, when we go to the hospitals, it will give you the realization that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, I am very, very ungrateful. The fact that we have siha, we have afiyat, we have comfort, we have sukoon currently, we have no illness. So inshallah, we will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more so. So that's number one, inshallah. There is a women's event. There is a women's event, I think. I'm really sorry. I'll just have to take that out. It's on the 5th of February, so that's between 11 to 1 p.m. at Harlow Islamic Center, from 11 to 1. So that is on the 5th of February at Harlow Islamic Center. I think it's organized by the West Essex MNVP. So it's an organization that want to know. It is only for women, only for women, if they can relate their experiences in regards to their maternity, in regards to neonatal care, at the hospital in Harlow. So they've organized it, inshallah, so they will be coming here. So please do attend, inshallah, for this is only for the sisters, inshallah. And the last two announcements, inshallah, brothers, we know the situation in Gaza. Brothers and sisters, we know the situation in Gaza, and they are still suffering, and they are suffering big time. I just received a call yesterday from a brother, from a doctor who has gone with the doctors, and he is in Gaza. He says, as soon as we entered into Gaza, the first thing we hear are bombs. And he said, no, it was very, very scary. It was very, very scary. This is the first time he's entered. He's entered as a doctor. So I said, are you safe? He says, they are pounding those areas where there are no civilians. So in other words, they want to get rid of the entire infrastructure. These youngsters, just imagine, they must be emotional wrecks. But it's because they've got the Quran with them, mashallah, they are able to maintain their sanity. But they really, really need help in terms of their absolute basic needs. So inshallah, brother Nuruddin will be collecting for the charity, inshallah. Please, wholeheartedly, you can give your zakat. He told me every single individual here is liable to accept zakat. They have nothing at all. They've got absolutely nothing. And the last announcement, inshallah, if you want to fast, the 15th of Sha'ban will be Monday evening. Monday evening. So if you would like to fast, you can fast on Tuesday, if you want to, inshallah. But if you can, whatever you want to worship, inshallah, there are riwayat. 10 sahaba have related the riwayat in regards to the virtue of Sha'ban. A lot of people might tell you there's no virtue of the 15th of Sha'ban. But there are 10 sahaba who have related Imam al-Tirmizi, rahimahullah, Sunan ibn Majah. In total, there are 10 riwayat or 10 sahaba who have related the riwayat. Now, you might say they are all weak. All those riwayat are weak in transmission. Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, used to say, تَشَدَّدْنَا فِي الْمَسَائِلِ وَتَسَاهَلْنَا فِي الْفَضَائِلِ. When it came to accepting riwayat that prove your aqidah, there you have to be very stringent, very, very strict. But when it comes to proving, okay, this is the virtue of this action, inshallah, this is what you will get, this is what you will get. Sufyan al-Thawri, one of the great of the Tabu Tabi'een, he is of the opinion we take weak riwayat if it's to do with good actions, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد فإني أوصيكم بتقوى الله عز وجل فاتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا عباد الله إن من أخطر ما ابتلي به كثير من الناس في زماننا الإفراط في استعمال الهواتف حتى صارت تضيع الأوقات وتفسد القلوب وتشغل العباد عن ذكر الله قال سبحانه وتعالى ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا يا عباد الله إن الهاتف إذا أسيء استعماله يورث الغفلة ويقلل الخشوع في الصلاة ويضيع الأعمار ما لا ينفع وقد يجر إلى الحرام من النظر المحرم والكلام الباطل ونشر الفتن وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني فاتقوا الله يا عباد الله واحفظوا أوقاتكم واجعلوا هذه الوسائل نعمة في طاعة الله سبحانه وتعالى لا سيما لا, 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 لا سببا في المعصية والغفلة أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله يا عباد الله إن من أعظم مواطن الخشوع يوم الجمعة وفي الصلاة وفي ذكر الله فلا يليق بالمؤمن أن يشتغل بهاتفه عن الذكر والخطبة قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قلت لصاحبك أنصت والإمام يخطب فقد لغوت فكيف بمن ينظر في هاتفه أو يراسل أو يتصفح يا عباد الله أغلقوا هواتفكم وطاهروا قلوبكم وأقبلوا على الله بقلوب حاضرة لعلكم ترحمون اللهم أصلح قلوبنا واحفظ أبصارنا وبارك لنا في أوقاتنا واجعل هذه الوسائل عونا لنا على طاعتك ولا تجعلها سببا في معصيتك اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه أجمعين اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الظلم والعدوان اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون brothers please fill in all the gaps inshallah shoulder to shoulder your garments above the ankles phones on silent brothers
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاح حي على الصلاح حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحان ربينا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحان ربي العلى سبحان ربي العلى الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك يا النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليك يا النبي ورحمة الله السلام على عباد الله اللهم صل على محمد كما صليت على السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.